welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with Rich Payne.
And Martin Ashton.
Hello, Richard.
How you doing, mate?
How are you?
Richard!
Richard.
Wow.
Mate, this is an important show because...
It's a bit sad.
Some devastating news after round one of the World Cup downhill in Fort William. Team Frameworks driving home. They stopped off at Milton Keynes.
Oof.
Probably headed out to Poland for the next round, I guess.
I should hope so.
Everything's stolen.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, right? Before I go any further, let's let Nico Mullally tell us what happened.
Well, last night, we were on our way back from Fort William World Cup, staying at a hotel in Milton Keynes. We had our van stolen. We had all the bikes stolen out of it. My race bike, Ace's race bike, Angel's race bike. We also had two Specialized S-Works e-bike completes and two Specialized S-Works e-bike frames stolen and 10 sets of Envy spare wheels. Luckily, a lot of our other spare parts were still in the van when we found it. We found the van with doors pried open. Luckily, we could track an air tag that was in the van, and we found another site with tracking an iPad where some of the gear was dumped, and we're able to recover some of our stuff. It's obviously pretty tough for us being a small team. We're just asking if people could keep a lookout for the bikes. They're pretty unique bikes. Frameworks downhill race bikes with gold Fox forks. They're going to be hard to resell. So Facebook, Craigslist, any of those places, I don't know where they put them in the UK. They're somewhere around Milton Keynes. If anybody sees them, please email us, info@radframeworks.com. Let us know, or contact the police. Let them know that you've seen them. It's the best way we can get our stuff back. And yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate the support. Please share it.
Unbelievable news.
Yeah,
that
actually gutting.
That is the worst. If you look at the comments on that post, it's like the who's who of bikes. Just everyone like, oh my God, lots of British people really gutted because it's not a great look for the UK either.
It's not.
And I tell you what, I looked into some details, right? The UK isn't great for this. Check this out. A bike is stolen every 7 minutes in the UK.
That's alarming.
Yeah, 70,000 bikes a year
really?
Are stolen in the UK. And I'm sure the numbers are similar in other places around the world. But yeah, those are the numbers we know here. So we thought, let's take a thought. Let's have a thought about how we keep your bike safe for some very simple steps. Because obviously, this is a big problem, and I really hope the Frameworks bikes turn up. I mean, they're such special bikes.
They are literally sort of one-offs. They are obviously quite, in terms of World Cup teams, they're fairly small.
Yes. But I think a very important team because they're doing something different.
Exactly. And they are actually successful already. They've got a World Cup win.
Yeah, World Cup win in the first round. Everyone's going to be supporting Acer in the next round, that's for sure. Yeah. But those bikes, keep your eyes out for them if you are in that area, because like Nico said, they're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
You're going to spot them. But let's keep your bike safe. Okay, right. So
good idea.
One of the first things that we've all got to think about is how we insure our bikes.
Yep.
Right, because if you're a homeowner, getting your bike on your home insurance... That's really great. You've had some experience of this, having bikes stolen.
Unfortunately I've been on the sour end of the stick.
Yeah, so you know how this feels. But if most bikes, as it turns out, are generally stolen from the home or the garden. That's where it generally happens, right? Okay, so getting your bike on your house insurance, really important step to take.
Yeah, like garden sheds, you know, you'd have thought your garage would be safe, but things like sort of smaller outbuildings, more flimsy outbuildings, you know, like those sort of just little wooden timber sheds just under a bike cover isn't really going to cut it. I mean, it's the best thing you can do is get it insured and actually keep it in your house if you can.
If you can, yeah. Now, make sure you do look at your insurance details, right? Because there's probably a clause in there that you have to have extra cover within your house insurance for pedal cycle cover. So if you need to do that, add that bit extra. Now, if you're a racer...
Oh, I was going to add something too.
You drew first.
Okay, thank you. I was going to say as well, a lot of home insurance will only cover up to a certain value. So obviously, if you have your pride and joy is worth thousands, it might only cover it up to £500 or £1,000. So you might have to pay a little more, but specify the actual value of your bike.
Yeah, that's really important. And if you're a racer or a commuter, then think about having specific bike insurance, like you would for your motorbike or your car. Get that insurance and get the bike covered, because then you've at least got that safety net.
100%.
In place.
And be really specific. I'm going to add more. Sorry, be really specific with its description as well, because should it be taken, unfortunately, and then recovered, the more specific with the description you can be, the more likely they will be to identify it. Because I dare say our, you know, police force out there are the most bike savvy, unfortunately. So if you can give them really specific details about your bike, they can identify it easier as well.
Yeah, and on that actual point, register your bike.
Ah, great.
Here's something you can do in the UK. Bikeregister.com, somewhere you can go and register your bike. It's recognised by the police force. So when they find stolen bikes, they can then get them back to the actual owner. And also, it's a way of proving your ownership over that bike.
Yeah, exactly.
So register your bike. That in the UK, that's bikeregister.com. Anywhere else in the world, I'm sure there's very similar schemes.
I think there are. There's also
worth talking to the police.
Have you heard of data tag as well?
Yeah, data
tag. Which actually not just bike specific. It's a way of tagging your motocross bike, you know, your mountain bike, your dog, I don't know.
Your dog, you can't. I mean, actually saying that, Nico mentioned in his post that, you know, an AirTag
was
one of the ways they found the vehicle.
Yeah.
Because I think the AirTag was with the computer, I guess.
I think so, it's just in the van.
My dog actually has got an AirTag on his collar.
Really?
Yeah, although I think for a dog it's probably not the best thing, because I don't think it goes quite down to the location size of a dog. It's more a general area. AirTags are what lots of products in mountain biking now have got little spaces built within them for AirTags. So they're worth putting in as an extra idea.
Topic make a bottle cage with an AirTag compartment.
Throw the kitchen sink out.
Yeah,
you know?
Honestly, the more you can do, the better. Right. Buying the right lock. So this could be whether you're leaving your bike outside the trail centre, in the back of the van, the pickup, the car, the house, the garage, whatever, making it as secure as possible in the most secure place as possible, I think is not something to be overlooked. Don't think, oh, it's in my house, it's safe. Unfortunately, scallywags will break into your house. So having it locked up...
Scallywags.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough, Carol.
Rapscallions?
Rapscallions, of course. That's the better term.
So British. But they will break into your house. So having it, you know, basically a lock that you can't just bolt cut through real quick, and then having that anchor pointed to something as well, so they can't just, you know, if it's locked up, you can still just pick it up and carry it off, so anchoring it down as well.
Anchor point is the pro way of doing it. And make sure, again, going back to the insurance, this is connected to the lock.
Yeah.
Read the insurance specs, because sometimes they do state what kind of lock you need to have on that bike for the insurance to be valid. So you need to be looking at things like key chain lock, keyed armoured cable, D-lock, U-lock, specific type of locks that are covered, and they're certified by Sold Secure, and that means that they have been tested by the police and insurers. That they are strong enough. So look at those details in that insurance again for those locks to be valid.
Bonus tip.
Go on.
So if you're traveling with your bike, and a lot of us do, obviously, you know, if it's in the back of the car, park in well-lit areas, places with CCTV, don't put it in like a dark corner tucked in the middle of nowhere where, you know, if someone's, you know, tinkering around the car, they can get away with it because they're not going to be seen. Just be as sort of vigilant as you can, public places, just... Yeah, common sense prevails.
And look for those security cameras, things like that, ring doorbells, anything that you can see around where you're parking, if you've got a bike in there or you're locking your bike up, which means you can get some evidence of when it's stolen, if it's stolen. Almost like it's
like
it's
inevitable.
Yeah. It might not happen.
We hope it doesn't.
Then, you know, think about getting that footage. So there's some tips to keep those bikes safe. If you see a Frameworks downhill bike in the UK...
Gold forks,
in the
wheels.
UK, well, just a Frameworks bike in the UK, it's almost certainly stolen, right?
Exactly.
And you can contact these guys on the social media platforms. We might be able to get those bikes back to them. You never
let us know, because we'll certainly pass it on.
Yes. So let's keep our eyes peeled for those bikes, and best of luck finding them. There's the sobering tips for the Dirt Shed Show this week. Let's keep it moving with some news. Right, on with the news now from Fort William. We saw both Asa Vermette and Heather Wilson win their very first races in juniors. Both would have done remarkably well in the elite field too. Not only are there more juniors racing, but they are also getting faster. The elite field saw its usual unveiling of tech wizardry, from flight attendant to steering dampers, that Canyon Sender prototype, and of course, speed suits. Our elite winners, Valley Hall and Lloyd Bruni, also indulging in all of the prototypage. Bruni winning with rotor guards and some Ohlins electronic wizardry on that specialised prototype, and Valley winning on that freshly launched YT2S with that World Champ Edition flight attendant boxer. It's the best Bruni's ever done at Fort William. Troy Brosnan finished second, Finn Isles third. Nina Hoffman was super close to opening her season with a win, but would be forced to settle for second. Tani Seagrave is back on form, slotting into third place. There is a new track in Poland next week, opening round of the Enduro opener and finale this weekend. Keep an eye out on the UCI MTB World Series YouTube, Discovery Plus, Max, Eurosport, and more, depending on where you are in the world. Brett Reeder has announced that he sold Title MTB after starting it in 2020. He'll no longer be a shareholder, director, consultant, or rider for the brand, and will instead choose to launch a new company, which I'm sure we'll hear of soon. And Thrudark have dropped new cycling clothing, bringing their years of experience in the special forces dealing with all manner of outdoor clothing to cycling with their Cadence range. I've got some of it here. There's road and mountain bike collections. This road stuff feels super premium. XE Bib has got these Dyneema hip panels, so would allow lots of wear and tear in the event of crashes and scrapes. And there are reflective strips and logos on there too. You may have seen Ben Deacon in some of this mountain bike kit. It's CTIP Italian fabrics, plenty of moisture wicking and some nice touches on there as well. Okay, on with the show. Let's see what Toff's got in store for the sickest thing of the week.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new video from Brage Vestavik, Blur Media and SDG called Sandscape Eternal. It's got no flippity-whippities, not even that many jumps or drops, no stupid story to make it appeal to a wider pop audience. It's just actually unapologetic, pure freeriding in its... yeah, just in its purest form. It's just f***ing gnarly. It's also got some gnarly clips from freeride mega boss Nico Vink. But yeah, this is just 18 minutes of really sick, really gnarly backcountry freeriding. I mean, Braga gets 17 minutes worth of footage. Most pros do not get 17 minutes worth of footage like this in their entire career, like going that hard. It's so sick, he does it in one video. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Sick.
Wow, thank you very much, guys.
Sick.
Awesome as always.
Hey, World Cup just happened, downhill. I wasn't as excited by it, I've got to be honest, as I was the World Cup cross country, which was amazing.
Whoa!
The World Cup first round, first two rounds of
from
cross
Brazil.
Country. Yeah, mad good. This
mad
was
good.
This
what
was
a review.
Mad
good.
Yeah,
I'm down with the kids.
Downhill.
Mad God, average.
What did you think?
Well, I thought it was wicked. But I love downhill. I love XC as well.
Hey, I love downhill. Don't,
well, clearly
don't,
not
don't
that much.
Push me out of the sport.
Look, Young Guns, we've already sort of briefly mentioned in a more sadder light, but Asa Vermette.
It's quick.
First World... It's quick, rapid. First World Cup, first win. Framework's first win.
Yeah, and where would it put me in the elites? 12?
12, I believe, yeah.
My goodness me, that's not bad.
Flipping amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. That was exciting. The times were close. The times were close.
For a four-minute track, which is as rough as anything and like as wild as it is, and it's still so close, I think is actually pretty incredible.
Yeah, no, I mean, what was it, like, second splitting army? It's always
I think Bruni got it by 1.8, but I think from then on it was very, very, very close.
I will say, Bruni made everyone look like amateurs.
Well.
I mean, he did.
He is called Super Bruni, I suppose. Tech is coming.
Talking about Bruni and his bike, what was it like, the top three bikes all had digitally controlled suspension?
I think four of the top five all had electronics... on their
Four of the top five
all had electronics on their suspension.
Is it all getting a bit out of reach for the normal guy? Well, could we say that a little bit?
Yeah, but so is Formula One and we love it.
Yeah,
that's the...
I've never been on board with that it's the Formula One of, right? Because
you also
it
thought
isn't,
it was meh.
It isn't Formula One, right?
No, it's downhill World Cup.
It's downhill World Cup. That's what it is, right? It isn't. Doesn't need to be like Formula One. It's been great forever... I just feel like...
Still is.
I'm a bit down on it after the weekend, man. I tell you what I did love. I tell you what I did love. Martin Mays.
Yes.
Martin Mays made them all look like clowns.
Oh my.
Because he turned up on a basically an e-bike.
A right? modded e-bike.
It was basically the e-bike. Right?
Yeah,
they
it
even
was.
Put weights. They even put weights in the bottom of it
yeah.
to make it handle more like the e-bike.
Yeah. Right?
And other than the very, very best guys who are incredible on those digital bikes, right?
Digital
That makes
bikes.
Them sound like they're not even there. Digital
the AI
bikes.
Riders.
AI
You'd love
bikes.
It.
He basically smoked the lot of them. He came 21st in series.
He did. I mean...
that guy, how good is that to turn up
incredible.
And go, yeah, I'll probably qualify. Probably qualify.
Just small pits. So we should clarify, it was an Orbea Wild, which is their full power e-bike.
Yeah.
No battery, no motor, of course. Just sort
one
of,
Martin Mays.
But yeah,
sorted
modded out. I mean, it goes to show how the guy is rapid as...
He's amazing. He's amazing.
Yeah,
so I did
play.
Love that. And I love the rat cat are among the pigeons. Rat
yeah.
among the pigeons. Who cares?
Cat
a violent
among
animal
the, rat among the pigeons.
Pigeons.
But like he just like, yes. I will turn up and I will race.
Fantastic. The speed suit.
Speed suits.
Speed suits. That was a thing this week as well.
Very much so.
Ormerae Pirron was wearing one. Tani. I think Tani was wearing one. And Nina Hoffman. yeah, they were...
They were there.
I think Loic Bruni's kit is not a skin suit, but it was very tight. I just don't think it's a big thing.
There was a lot of snugness
yeah.
on the podiums, and it was very hard to know where to look.
Downhill these days is snug.
Mm.
Hey, I tell you what is snug, the time on the Fort William run.
Transition there was
right?
flawless. Did you see that?
30 seconds shorter. They've taken all the corners out.
Yeah, they are. But still 4 minute plus, and it's still
yeah.
rough as anything. So, yeah, it's, but, you know.
Hey, World Cup downhill underway at last. Great news. That means we've got Enduro this weekend.
We do, finale.
Obviously, the XC is off to a flying start, which I
yep.
loved. So now downhill started. We're getting going. The season's up.
Yes.
Lovely. Right, let's do some hacks and bodges and some hounds and beagles.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Hacks and bodges. Hacks and bodges. I can't sing, I've realised.
Hacks and bodges.
Don't
I can't
that.
Even, can I? No.
let's get into our first
cool.
hack this week from Dave
McLaughlin.
And he says, so I put a Fidlock on my tool wrap just because I don't use the water bottle anymore.
Hmm.
Cool idea, like it.
And it works well, he says.
Yeah, it works well. But he's had to actually sort of bolt the Fidlock in. So there's a bit of pre-work going there,
yeah.
but it works. Like that idea.
Nice.
That is a good hack. Like that.
Next up from John Kirkpatrick says, packing your garments. So we wanted to look after our garments instead of just stuffing them in our packs and boxes. Boxes were too big. We found they fit perfectly into the boxes that business cards come in.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. That is right up my street. I'd be
yeah.
like, oh yeah, that fits in there just nice, yeah. nice and safe.
Yeah, because whenever I travel, I have a backpack just full of
yeah.
electronics. Just
brilliant.
I like it.
I love that. That's a hack as well.
Mm.
Uh-oh, 3D printing happening from Jay
Standard.
Harshman. He's saying, 3D printed the bushing to be able to press in a lower bearing on an across-through headset system
yeah.
without having to remove all the cables.
Oh, so basically he's put a cutout. Yeah, that's actually quite a good idea.
Is that good? I'm a bit lost on that one.
Yeah. yeah. When was the last time you did mechanics?
I don't do the mechanics on my bicycles. I've made a habit of never doing
them. No, well, obviously a lot of cabling runs through headsets now. It's so true.
It's a bit true.
It's a lot.
It's a bit true.
And basically, he's made like a cutout in this ring that he's made so it can go around the cables so he doesn't have to get rid of all the...
Yeah,
it's
good.
It's quite good.
Are
they winning a stunt mug?
No, they are not. They're winning a race top. What, you're giving that a hack
I
or
think,
a bodge?
Yeah, no,
it's a good
bodge.
Hack. Bodge.
I quite
right,
like
okay.
it.
Next up, we've got a few dogs. Can I just do a few shout-outs?
Go on, then.
Cooper the Vizsla. John O'Donnell's Vizsla. Cooper. Next up, I want to mention Winston out in the Forest
Great
of
name.
Dean. That's
oh,
Brad
I'm
Soros.
I'm giving the backpack as well.
Yeah, I love that in the backpack. And lastly... Kona are back!
Yes, they very much are.
Kona,
in dog form.
Kona out on the trail still
yep.
With Kona, the trail dog from Subizak. So it's good to see some trail dogs. Remember, the upload is there for you to get involved in the show.
Down there.
So click the link and give us a trail dog. A hound would be nice to go with our beagles.
Yes.
And Of course, your hacks and bodges.
So who's going to get the top?
I think the race top should go to John Kirkpatrick.
Oh.
Kirkpatrick, because I like the Garmin packing idea from business card boxes. I like it. You know,
I'll say nothing.
I'm into that. Race top on its way to you. Well done, John. Right, let's keep going with the show and take a look at what's coming next. Shop shout-out time.
Yes.
Up to 50% off some of our spring sale stuff.
Banging deals going on, isn't it?
Go in there and have a look. There's some mad deals in there at the moment.
Look at that handsome chap model in it as well.
There's some great-looking stuff
Neil
there.
Up there, look.
Yeah, Neil and that other guy. Some great stuff in the shop.
Yeah, head over to the shop.
Definitely head over there at the moment and get yourself a great deal. Helps the channel, of course. Mm-hmm. So we love to see you out on the trails with our kit on. Right, let's keep going with the show because I want to talk about some things we like this week.
Oh, there are many. Some things we liked this week, Mark. Kick it off.
Ryan Midd on AirDrop Bikes. Look at this kid.
Yeah. Steez for days.
Nice, eh?
Yeah,
nice.
Got some like good style on. Yeah, I like that a lot. So that's, pretty cool to see him, you know,
That was shared on our little WhatsApp group, and I saw that and was like, that's cool. I wasn't cool enough to find it. I just saw it on there. So I like that a lot. It's good.
Next up, obviously, we've got the Enduro World Cup kicking off.
Yes.
Isabel Corderia looking good, eh, bud?
Fire. She is going to be a problem for everybody this weekend, like she always is. She's fast.
Yeah, game on, I reckon, there.
Yes, yes. And this last one, you're impressed by this, eh?
I just see this in my head.
Quad flip. I didn't even realise when I watched this, he's on a mountain bike. I just thought, world first quad BMX flip. That's probably happened. But the quad flip on the mountain bike.
Unbelievable. Flipping it.
That is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, that is something we did like this week.
Incredible.
World's first on a mountain bike, quad flip.
And he's getting some attention for it. He's getting a lot of followers.
Rightly so. Yeah. How do you know that, Mark? Because I just told you.
You just told me that. Let's get on to the caption contest with last week's photo.
Oh, I know.
Look at this. Fun moment.
Mistimed. Unfortunately, this is Blake on his back, bike up in the air. I was riding. He was supposed to go behind, and I went slow, and he mistimed it.
Hang on. Was this your fault?
No, it was Blake. I didn't fall over.
So we've got some good captions from it, though. It's a great photo. Eslane Dog says, I've got to say, Rich, this bike is driving me nuts.
It's a good one. Like it's a strong start. Daniel Monahan, the tyres are high, but I'm holding up.
Oh, the tyres are high, but I'm holding up. You know, it's like a more singing from Martin. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny says, Blake proving you can still go flat out on a trail. That's clever.
That
I like that
does,
one.
Yeah.
That's good. That's the winner for me.
Oh, really? Sorry,
Danny,
you
are the winner.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, Danny, you are the winner with Blake proving you can still go flat out on a hardtail. Stunt mug on its way to you. Well done. If you'd like to win yourself a stunt mug like this one.
Oh, sugar.
Then you can give us a caption for this photo.
That's a good one.
That's a good photo. Give us a caption for that in the comments down below, and you could be winning one of those very rare stunt mugs.
I think that's the first time I've dropped it.
You've dropped the ball loads of times. Coming up on the channel this week, I'm going to start lightweight e-bike versus lightweight rider. That rider there.
Yeah.
Good vid. Like a lot.
Pro lines of Dovey Bike Park.
And there are a few.
Oof,
What a place. Got to see that.
Yep.
How to change a bike tyre easy. There you go. Some info.
Yes.
Some
especially
info.
Tubeless with inserts, right?
Yeah.
Pro mechanics' favourite tools. Owen went diving into various boxes up in Fort William.
I'm jealous. And how to track stand on a mountain bike. What's not to like?
So much information and so much good stuff coming up.
Rich has got the giggles. Let's keep going with Rich's giggles to the bike vault.
Bike vault time.
Let's get in with a Yeti in Wyoming from Roger Wall.
That's fancy, isn't it?
That is nice.
You know, the purple Yeti. I mean, I always think Yeti should be turquoise.
Me too.
But purple with the gold bars and spacers. It's also got the purple haze on there.
That's a super nice. Next up.
Look at the size of that cow!
Schlong Popcorn has sent in Slick Tie Fun in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
This is really nice.
Chilling it. Vladringen?
Cube Stereo next to some big cows.
Yeah.
It's another super nice, isn't it?
No.
No. It's
no,
because nice.
It's non-drive side. When will you people learn?
They won't, Rich. They won't. So close.
But I want to give a super nice to the cow.
Schlong Popcorn, pretend that was for the bike. next up, we have got
talking to cows.
Mark Evans has sent in this specialised status with a custom paint job.
Yeah, talking to cows, look.
Yeah.
What are we thinking?
I think it's a lot.
It's a nice bike. It's quite clean and tight. It's obviously well maintained. Look how nice.
I feel like the paint job's not for everyone. I think Mark loves it. I quite like it.
Do you think he was milking our love for cow pictures?
Nice. next up, Mick Owens. Mickey Owens has sent in his Bird Aeris AM160. I like this shot, actually.
Yeah, timber stack shots always work well.
I used to spend a lot of time riding on stacks of logs like that, you know?
I did hear you love to ride wood, and that is a lovely shot, though. That's super nice for me.
Next up, this is an NSYNC from Zukan, and he has...
From Phil Whiteley.
Zukan's also a fellow wheelchair like myself, actually. Well, he's not a wheelchair. He's in a wheelchair.
He just morphs.
If someone said that to me, they'd be in trouble.
You're a wheelchair.
I'm more than that. Zukan and his wheelchair have sent this in. It's a Zukan 27.5.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's his gateway back to riding after years off. Great to see you back, Zukan.
Yeah.
And your wheelchair.
Should we give it a super nice?
Super nice. Next up, custom paint job.
All the lights on the bars.
Scale. Is that a custom paint job? I don't know if it is. Is it? Looks pretty standard to me.
Sprayed up blue and got vinyl stickers for the front.
Oh, it is custom. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair play.
He customed his bike back to stock looking. There's a lot of mud guard.
Yeah, but hey, that means there's no mud. There's also a lot of lights. But safety first,
yes,
right?
Yes, I feel like we're getting an idea of what this bike's being used for, so we shouldn't... It is drive side. It's a custom paint job. It's utilitarian.
Oh, good word score.
Super nice. Well done, Marek. Orbeil Alfie now.
Little 24 log stack.
Love it.
It's his daughter's. So this is from Aidan Goodwin. Godwin. That would be a Godwin, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's a Godwin.
This is daughter's 9-year-old Orbea Laufey 24 upgraded Rockshot forks.
He says Forrester Dean picture and it's
standard log pile shot. You gotta love them.
Little rippers rule.
They do.
Yeah. You already super nice, didn't
I? I have. Yeah.
Next up, have got.
Oh Jesus! Who's that one from?
This is from Word Soup. That's crazy name. Y97 someone says been XEing around the Kennet and Avon after seeing Blake and Ollie's vid.
Ollie?
New presenter Ollie.
Owen. Owen's who you're
touring the Kennet and Avon Canal. Thought I'd go for a trip there myself.
Let's
great
put it down
stuff.
To autocorrect.
Yes, this is a Vetus Vitus.
What are you saying? Deadus, no Morris.
Nice. And that's it. We're out of the bike vault for this week. If you'd like to get on the show and have us waffle on about your bike,
look, should we do a theme?
You love it. Send it in to the upload down below. Rich may have a theme come to mind. He's got 10 seconds to think of one now.
Enduro bikes only because it's EDR this weekend. Go, please.
Enduro bikes only next week. Yeah. Love that idea. Send your bike into the bike vault and we could be talking about you next week. Fantastic stuff. Right, that's all we've got time for on the show this week. But look forward to the World Cup Enduro this weekend in finale.
Ligure.
Yes. And keep up with all the racing. We'll see you next week. Take care out on the trails.